Right now, though,
let's dance late.
In the studio, Gus and Gwyn from Alt J. See?
Hey.
There's your little walk-on music, even though you're just sitting there.
It's time to tessellate.
It's time to tessellate. It's time to lock together. Lock our shapes. That's what tessellate means, isn't it? Lock together as shapes.
Yep.
Do you think, this is not the way I was going to start this interview, do you think your band has caused a lot of people, since you won the Mercury Prize and everything, to buy dictionaries or do a lot of dictionary looking-ups?
Didn't we hear that people started using the word tessellate for locking together?
Yeah, I think
special,
so. I think
special grown-up looking together.
Become part of the local language.
Fornicate / tessellate. Yeah. That's cool. Hey, baby, you want to
come out to my place and tessellate?
Let's tessellate. Oh, that's great. Oh, if anyone has done that and it has worked, I think it's time you called up and told Gwyn and Gus from Alt J all about it. Triple J, 1300 055 36. Gentlemen, welcome back to Australia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's you guys were here just for a couple of shows last year. Now you're back playing these massive laneway festivals. I saw you on Saturday. What a crowd.
It was amazing, that crowd. I mean, really, really crazy. There's lots and lots of people there, and it was really, really good. We were just saying before we came on air that we sort of didn't dare look at the crowd too much, just because there's that many people in front of you when you're playing. It can be quite nerve-wracking.
And we did notice, though, the nerves did cause Tom, your drummer, to forget his cymbals.
Yeah, every time.
Every time he gets
every time.
And,
yeah,
leaves him side stage.
He's quite. He does well without them, though. He always manages.
Almost like as it was meant to be. Although, to be fair, Gwyn, you do help him out with those little castanets.
I do. Yeah, I give him a hand. He needs it sometimes.
What's the like? There is a different kind of instrumentation going on with you guys. Where did that come from?
I think it's that we've all got really different backgrounds in music, and we never really set out to make a certain kind of music as a band. We didn't say, let's be like a rock band and everyone play like this. It was just like, well, come along, try some jamming and bring what you bring. And it just kind of seemed to fit together the first time. There was never really any effort required, which was really good.
Yeah, and so things like the xylophone kind of came out of that?
The xylophone?
Yeah, I bought that. It's a little glockenspiel. I bought that because I watched, I don't know if you know, the Blogotech takeaway sessions, these like things they do in Paris.
Yeah.
Where they get artists to play in the street and stuff. And there's a really good one with Bon Iver where one of them is playing this little toy glockenspiel. And I was like, I want one of those. So I went on eBay and bought one. Then I just was like, yeah, I'm going to be using this for a bit now. And everyone just accepted it.
That's awesome. And it was like, you're like, in case we ever get to do one of those takeaway sessions, I'm going to be prepared.
Yeah.
It's already going to be in the band.
And then I did use it in takeaway session, and it was brilliant. And my life was complete.
Oh,
so full circle.
Yeah. Full circle. Gus and Gwyn from Alt J are in the studio. A very special moment for you guys before you got on stage at the Sydney Laneway. You had the Lord Mayor jump on stage to say hello to everyone before you guys. Does that normally happen?
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
I thought
who
it
was
a compere, and I was like, fair play. I didn't realise.
I should probably have used some special form of address, your worship or something.
Your worship.
Thank you, your worship, for your kind words. This song's called Desolate.
You all bow.
Yeah.
You could have just gone up to the Lord Mayor and said, Lord Mayor.
Let's desolate.
No, you should.
Wow. I kind of want that on my phone so I can just play it.
Yeah.
As if you don't have that Gwyn on your phone somewhere.
No.
Alt J on Triple J from an awesome wave. That's Fitz Pleasure, and Gwyn and Gus are in the studio. That one came in at number 187 in the hottest 100, which is 87 above it. But still pretty cool, hey?
That's pretty cool.
It's like, there was other ones in the top in the hottest 100 as well. I was just telling you guys, we came in on Friday morning to Triple J breakfast, and we were talking about the lyrics and the rather confrontational nature of them.
Yes.
Which you've had to explain to your parents.
Yeah, I've definitely explained it to my parents. I remember it's
just tell them about it's about a book.
It's about a book,
and tell them to go and read the book, and then you can kind of leave it at that.
Yeah, and then the context of the full on story in it sort of makes sense. Wow, this album, of course, Mercury Prize winning, and so successful for you guys. Like, are your parents stoked? What do you tell your parents about it all?
Yeah, they're really. I think they're.
It's all they want to talk about.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. You call them up, see how everyone's doing, and all they want to talk about is where you're going next and what you're doing and what you've just done.
Yeah.
And my dad's got like a Twitter account, and he's very defensive.
Really?
He replies to haters.
Like, which is the one thing you can't do for the haters.
No, you can't feed the trolls.
He gets involved.
Wow. Because Gwyn, you're not on Twitter. At least I couldn't find you on Twitter.
No.
But your dad is.
Yeah.
Can we ask what his handle is?
Yeah, Trewetha.
How do we?
Trewetha.
Tree Wether.
Follow him.
Wow, that's great. Let everyone look up Tree Wether if you
publicity
need.
Publicity dad.
Is he good? Does he like sort of put up, you know, information on your gigs and stuff?
Yeah, all the time. He just retweet. He basically just spends most of his time, I think, retweeting our account.
For the people who follow him but don't follow us. The fans of OJ who follow Gore's dad but
I
not
OJ
themselves.
I don't know how many followers he's got. I reckon
he's got
it's
nine.
Under 20.
Nine.
Okay. He's got nine followers.
Legend.
Oh, and you know what? You know why, though? Because he's got his tweets protected. You got oh, come on, Alan. Alan is his name, I can see from
this.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor
Dr. Alan.
Dr. Alan.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, well, he's a doctor. What do they feel about the fact that you guys, you know, went to uni, you met at college, and now you're out sort of rocking and rolling around the world?
I think mine are really happy. I mean, I remember I sort of tell the story about how I went home for the holidays just towards the end of uni and was talking about this like management graduate scheme that I was applying for. My parents were sort of really disappointed that I was, you know, planning to do something so corporate and boring with my life, and they were like, why don't you just do the band instead, you know, the band's pretty good. And I was like, yeah, okay, I will.
Your parents asked you to run away to the circus.
Yeah, exactly. So they're really, really great about that. It's really good.
That is great. I mean, you guys must be pretty, you know, stoked about how well the album has gone, being that I read that you guys were on the Dole as recently as, like, January.
Yeah, I think probably just before last Christmas. We've been off the Dole for over a year.
Okay,
high five.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so not that January.
No, that would be benefit fraud.
Yes.
And we'll probably be getting a phone call and some letters.
It's hard to pretend you're looking for gainful employment whilst touring the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You guys, all right, so they've got you've got the laneway shows, two left, and you've got a show on Wednesday night, but that means that tonight's kind of like a day off for you guys.
Yes, it is. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to read my book. Might watch the highlights from the Super Bowl. I mean,
whoa!
You know, maybe even get room service for a treat.
That's
who knows?
Let me tell you, this is one of the highlights for the Super Bowl. I don't want to spoil it, but Destiny's Child got back together for the Super Bowl.
I saw on Twitter. Yeah. I also heard there was a big power cut.
Yeah, like 30 minutes worth just after Beyonce. I think she ruined it. Like, she ruined the power. Too tough. Too bootylicious for the Super Bowl. Oh, my gosh. Hey, why don't we play a song and come back and talk about the fact that we actually have a couple of not only tickets to your show on Wednesday night, but also we get to see the sound check. And you can only imagine how crazy an Alt-J sound check is.
You'll get to see us throwing diva fits because we haven't got, you know, there's too many lights on us. And,
yeah, maybe shouting at each other.
Oh, Triple J LCD sound system there. Daft Punk is playing at my house. James Murphy produced one of the new songs on the Yeah Yeah Yeahs album. So, Karen O said the other day. On Triple J, Gus and Gwyn from Alt-J are in the studio. James Murphy didn't produce any of your stuff.
No, not what we're aware of, anyway.
When you were in the studio, because the songs have got so much, like, trickery, not trickery, but so many, like, sort of crazy little tricks and, you know what I mean, like, funny little pop hooks and stuff. Did they start off like that, or were they simple songs that then you added in these crazy little da-na-na-nas and time changes and stuff?
I think stuff gets added in the studio, but it's not always really things to the songs. It's more just trying things out on different instruments and stuff, I would say.
Mm. I think every track's different. Mm. Sometimes the song's pretty much complete before you go in to record it and you just sort of put it down. Sometimes you find that as soon as you start recording it, you want to do other things with it. Mm. So it's always different.
Castanets.
Yeah, castanets.
And
yeah.
Xylophone-y things. Etc.
Yes.
Have you been writing since?
Not in a kind of not proactively, but you know, we've been playing around with stuff, and Joe's always kind of in a sort of state of writing. You know, whenever he gets a free moment with his guitar, he's playing around with stuff. And then, you know, it's just really a matter of us all getting together and spending a decent amount of time in a sort of appropriate space to actually try and finish some songs. That's the hardest thing to do on tour.
Yeah, when do you see having an option for that?
Probably late this year.
I imagine you've got your schedule filled up.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know,
I'm pretty much going the whole year.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah.
Speaking of Joe and his voice, was it true that you guys didn't know how he sung until he literally opened his mouth and sung?
Yeah, because he speaks nothing like that.
Yeah.
I wish he did speak like that. It'd be great. But no, it was a surprise, definitely.
I remember the first time he sang to me, it was really strange.
It's changed a little bit over time, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's understood it more.
Was he singing an Alt-J song the first time he sang to you, or was it just karaoke style?
The first time he sang to me was a song he'd written called Hiroshima, which used to be an Alt-J song.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why is he singing like that?
Yeah.
And then, is it hard for him to maintain, like, on tour and on aeroplanes and hotels and stuff?
He sings the whole time. It's actually quite annoying. Sharing a hotel room with Joe. He's just like, he sings really loudly in the shower, anything he's doing.
It's like, yeah, he's just like some mental person pottering around their house or pottering around the ward, like just singing to himself constantly, making up songs.
No, he just makes up songs as he goes along. Not good ones, I hasten to add. It's not like hit after hit. He's just made up songs all the time.
Definitely an editing process.
Yes.
So you're not paying someone to walk around with a recorder just going, oh, there's another one.
He does it himself. He tapes himself singing a lot. And to be fair, you know, that is a sort of gradual process for him of coming up with stuff, you know, just singing nonsense words. Just, you know, to weird tunes that he come to him.
Well, it's worked. Mercury Prize, anyone?
And
of course it works because everyone seems to know Joe's voice. We did take a microphone around Laneway Festival on the weekend and this kind of thing happened.
Please don't go. I love you so.
There is like hours of that. On the what happens now? Do people just come up and start singing at you?
I was in like a supermarket in Cambridge in the UK, and someone was singing Matilda beside me, kind of in Joe's voice.
Did they know who you were?
Yeah. They would. I don't know why they thought that would make me speak to them.
That's the way to your heart.
I don't know. I mean, I did just ignore it.
I should have tweeted your dad.
No Twitter.
No, that's Twitter. The problem. There you go. Gus and Gwyn from All J are in the studio. There will be snacks if you...
I think I might have done an impression of Tom going to the vending machine on air.
Didn't make it. Because you guys are doing this one-off sideshow at the Metro in Sydney on Wednesday, and I'm giving you the chance to go along and go to the sound check. And as it says on the little thing, meet the band for sound check for some beers and snacks.
Snacks.
So lucky.
Yeah.
So lucky.
What sort of snacks are we talking here?
We're going to be. Our day off is going to be spent baking. I mean, we're just going to be cheese straws. I don't know what other snacks can you bake.
No, that's good. I think that's the sort of thing we're
looking
for.
It'll probably be some crisps and maybe a selection of dips.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's the kind of thing we're looking for. All right. Well.
Yes.
Hey, you're listening to Triple J with the Doctor and...
Let's Dance Late.
Gus and Gwyn from Alt J in the studio. It's a small studio, so you're almost tessellating in there.
We're sitting on each other's knees.
You had, like, this has been a pretty crazy a week you've been in Australia. You had a Lord Mayor on stage before you in Sydney. Someone fell out of a tree in Melbourne at the Melbourne Laneway.
They did.
Do we know if the person's okay?
Yeah, we met. Gus and I actually met him afterwards. He got chucked out of the festival, but he was fine. But we had to come off stage because,
I think they needed to get him out of there.
Yeah.
There was a big crowd and it was during Fitzpleasure, so it was all going a bit mental. Yeah. And then suddenly the paramedics or whoever they were just like waving at us on stage going, stop playing. And then our tour manager came on and was like, yeah, stop playing. Yes. So we went off.
Good. Have you ever had that kind of thing before? You've had to stop because of the crowd?
It's funny, actually. Yeah. In Laneway, Singapore. Yeah.
The first gig of Laneway's in Singapore, the front of house desk just died. Oh. And we weren't aware of it, so we were sort of carrying on playing. And our tour manager and our tech came on to get us off stage. And we kind of refused because we didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
It took a long time to get off stage.
It's a bit different when someone's, you know, arboring intentions go horribly wrong and they fall out of a tree.
Yeah.
From now on, only people with the proper arborist tools are allowed to climb trees. I tell you what, there is no trees inside the Metro. It's where you guys are playing in Sydney this Wednesday. It was a show that you just announced on Saturday.
Yeah.
The pre-sales have completely sold out. I think there's like main tickets happening tomorrow. That's all fine. But right now on this radio station, the chance is to get into the show tomorrow night and... What is it? It's a sound check. It's beers. And what else?
I think that's going to be some snacks.
Snacks. That's right. All right. So if you want to do this, what you need to do is prove that you're a bit of an Alt-J fan. This is the question you have to answer. You have to name the Alt-J songs that made it into the hottest 200, not just the 100, the 200. 1-300-055-36. And we've got the judges, Gus and Gwyn from Alt-J.
Be my Arthur Miller and I will be Marilyn Monroe.
What Washington on Triple J, How to Tame Lions and Block Party before that. They're going to be here in March, Valis from their 4 record in the studio. Gwil Sainsbury and Gus Unger Hamilton from Alt J. Gentlemen, a very busy day off tonight.
Yes.
And we've already established there's going to be in-room movies and snacks. Tomorrow night probably some more snacks, but nothing compared to Wednesday night snacks.
They're going to be snacks off the scale.
This is it. This is what happens when you win the Mercury Prize. You win a large amount of money and a desire for snacks.
Well, and we spend all the money on snacks, didn't we?
Yeah.
A lot of it, anyway.
It's more about the vending machine process as well.
Mm. Oh, really? So you learn the secrets of the vending machine.
You get the special key when you win the Mercury Prize, and it works in any vending machine.
Any vending machine in the world.
Is this an Illuminati thing?
I know we can't really talk about it.
You couldn't really say if it was, could you?
All right, that's the triangle. That's what's going on. Okay, so we have someone to let into your little secret club right now because you guys are playing at the Metro on Wednesday night and we have a double pass which involves snacks and the sound check. The question was simple if you're a big fan of Alt J. Name the songs that got into the hottest 200. And it was more than one. It was more even than two. Kate is on the line from YE. Say hello to the gentleman from Alt J.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, it is so good to talk to you.
Good. And so you're in YE. Are you a fan of Alt J?
Massively.
Okay. Well, awesome. Why don't we get the important bit out of the way? Can you name one by one the songs that got into the hottest 200 by Alt J?
Okay, we have Fitz Pleasure.
Correct, at 187.
Something Good.
Oh, yes, at number 81.
Tessellate.
64 and
Breeze Blocks at number 3.
Yay!
Woo! Well done, Kate. There you go. So, you are going to be there on Wednesday night at the Metro, hanging out before the show in the sound check. My gosh!
Oh, that is fantastic!
Can you imagine who is the worst at sound check in Alt J?
Tom, he's so slow.
Tom, really, it's a drum.
He's slow to do everything. Yeah.
Oh dear,
slow to put on his ears.
Like a sloth moving over to the drums.
You'll get to see that, Kate. Now, a couple of things we need to sort out. Of course, are you allergic to anything?
No, I am not.
Good. So, no snack problems.
No snack problems at all.
This is going to go really well.
Brilliant news.
Got a good feeling about this snacking session.
And Kate, if, for example, they needed some crowd vocals during the sound check, would you be able to take part?
Oh, I could. I've got that covered.
What's your favourite Alt J karaoke song?
Breeze Blocks.
There you go.
There you go. I might put that on for you very, very soon. Kate, congratulations. We'll see you on Wednesday night.
Thank you so much.
See you soon, Kate.
See you there.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Nice one. And, gentlemen, before we let you guys go to your massive decadent Monday night, why don't we take you back to Laneway and hear a few other wonderful Joe impersonators. Alt J tributes in the crowd at Laneway.
How is my Alt J voice? Not so good.
Are you kidding? He has an amazing Alt J voice.
Don't go. I need you so.
What song is that? What are you talking about?
I was trying to do Alt J live.
That sounds more like opera. When I do a Cher impression, which is frequent, it is very similar to my old J voice. But, I mean, I try and be consistent.
Please don't go, please don't go. I love you so, I love you so.
No. 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 No.
Their voice is amazing and new, and it does sound a bit like Yoda.
I think it's fair to say, if anything ever happens to Joe's beautiful voice, Australia's got yours covered.
Plenty of people waiting in the wings to take over. That's great.
Oh, dear. Gus and Gwil, thank you so much for coming in. Have a ball on the rest of the Laneway shows, and we'll see you on Wednesday night, of course, at the very special
Thanks
show.
A lot.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.